Ernie joke. We have the Office of Inclusivity and Change, Lesego Modutle and Gabriel Khan. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're great. Can you hear in our voices? I'm not sure about my colleague over here. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good.
So much excitement. I love to see it.
You complement each other very well. It's like yin-yang going on here.
Where one's lacking, the other is up. Yes? No?
Yeah, no, I feel you. So just for the parents, we have many parents from around the world who are here, and obviously as UCT students, we know who OIC is, and people make the mistake of saying OIC.
I know, do not do that.
I know,
is that a thing people actually do?
People do it.
Like you?
No, me, never.
Never.
Never. So to the parents, in a nutshell, who is the Office of Inclusivity and Change?
So the Office of Inclusivity and Change is the office at UCT that's tasked with implementing UCT's transformation strategy. So we do a range of things, from supporting students with disability, and Lesego will share more in a second, to supporting survivors of sexual and gender-based violence, and responding to issues like race and class and gender on campus. We know that we live in a really unequal world, and the OIC tries to make UCT a little bit more equal, I guess.
Indeed, we definitely do. And when it comes to disabilities, I mean, we all know that UCT is built on a mountain, if you can look around. So therefore, we've got a lot of stairs. So if we have students who are on campus in wheelchairs or who have mobility challenges, then they'll come to our office and we will assist them, showing them where our accessible routes are, assisting them to get electrical wheelchairs, because you can't be pushing manual wheelchairs around our campus. You won't survive a day. So yeah, just disability services where you would then come to in the John Day building.
Okay, you mentioned the disability service. This is really good to have. But what student is available in relation to transformation, inclusion and diversity?
So we do a range of things. I think some of the work we do is thematic. Mm-hmm. So we have services specifically sexual and gender-based violence.
Okay.
There's a helpline people can call. They can come to our office to get support as well.
Counseling? Is counseling available to...
We can refer people, yeah. I think in addition to that, we also have other themes that we deal with, like race and racism on campus, or xenophobia, if we think about the attacks that happened last year.
Mm.
So those are some of the themes. In addition to that, we do student capacity building. So we support students to be activists on campus, and we also have some staff capacity building, supporting staff so that they can better deal with inequalities in the classroom.
And I guess the success of your department is based on accessibility and whether people know about you and whether they not only know about you but can access you. So how does student, staff and maybe parents access your services?
I mean, social media is the go-to place. That's the first place where you can find us from anywhere in the world. So we are available at UCTOIC.
That's your handle on social media?
Yes.
Yes.
All social media.
Throw that at in there as well, hey?
At.
For the parents, at.
The curly A.
I suppose if you Google UCTOIC, an at will pop up somewhere when you're looking for our social media. I want to talk a bit about, you know, just to add on what Gabriel said in terms of the support that we provide students. We at the Disability Service, when it comes to disabilities itself, have various of support that we offer, especially in terms of accessibility and inclusivity. I mean, accessibility is not just about coming to campus and that's it. We also have to look at a mind shift. We have to look at inclusivity. We have to look at whether the lecturers are willing to change the way in which they are teaching you so that you are able to understand and to access what you need. We're looking at equipment. We're looking at a space that's just disability inclusive. So we work with a lot of equipment with students and staff members with disabilities to assist them, whether it's tangible equipment that's got to do with hearing aids or wheelchairs or whatever system that they need, equipment they need, but also inclusivity as a whole on campus.
Brilliant. Chi-Chi, do you have any final questions?
I was just going to ask about the social media handles, but she beat us to it.
At UCTOIC, we are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. Where else are we? We need to get our Instagram going. Hey, I think Gabriel is going to be the one leading that one, right? I'm going to make him promise on air.
I don't promise.
Come on, it's a new year.
That's smart. That's smart. All the witnesses, we're all here.
Brilliant. Well, Lesego and Gabriel from the Office for Inclusivity and Change, thank you very much for coming through. And yeah, let's everyone spread the word.